Hello?
Hello, my name is Marcela from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in California today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call being monitored and recorded, so before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I am, but what is this? How long will this take?
Well, it's basically about politics, and we are not affiliated with anyone, and it's going to take around 7 minutes.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, thank you. Are you Patrice Keller?
No, I am not.
Is your last name Keller?
Keeler, yes, it is.
Keeler, sorry? Okay, and are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party?
No, they are not.
Okay, thank you. And now, just to be sure, we are representing everyone. Could you please tell me the year that you were born in?
1959.
All right, thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
I am European ancestry.
Okay. Let me just write it down. Thank you. Next, what is the last year or grade that you completed in school?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, that's great. And now getting started, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing as a president?
I disapprove strongly.
Strongly, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as a governor?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. That's great. And now, as the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I am undecided at this time.
That's okay. And next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. And for each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. Or if you've never heard of them before, you can let me know that as well. So the first one is Joanna Garcia Rose.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Next we have Esmeralda Soria.
Undetermined opinion. I have heard of her.
That's okay. Next we have Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Okay, and lastly for this list, we have Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
That's okay. And moving on, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? The options are jobs and the economy, climate change, crime and public safety, border security, inflation and the cost of living, abortion, healthcare, taxes, homelessness, or education.
Yeah, that's hard to say. I have to pick one of those?
Yes. You have to choose, the top one for you.
The top one, probably crime and security, public safety.
Okay. That's okay. And now, thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections?
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. How interested am I in voting in the election?
Yes.
Can I do this in 2 minutes? Sorry, I will be voting.
Yes, would you say from 0 to 10? Would it be a 10?
I'm absolutely a 10. I've never missed an election.
Thank you. That's great. And next, if the elections for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Donald Trump as a Republican or Kamala Harris as a Democrat.
Okay. Hold on a second, people.
That's okay.
I'm definitely not voting for Kamala Harris. Undetermined whether I'll vote for Trump or not.
So I can mark it as undecided. Is that okay?
Yeah, you can if you want to.
That's okay. And now, if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Joanna Garcia Rose as a Republican or Esmeralda Soria as a Democrat.
Oh, I'm going to vote for Rose. Yeah, I actually know who she is now. My early answer, I didn't recognize the name, but yes, I am.
Oh, that's okay. And would you say you will definitely, probably, or lean for
yes,
her?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you. And now moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Oh, it's sort of stagnant at this time. It certainly, you know, I would say it's, you know, there's some bright spots, but I'm sort of waiting to see how inflation does before I would say that it's great. So I would give it a just okay at this time, and we'll see how it goes.
I can mark it as undecided. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
Increased.
Increased. And now on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes, I have.
Yes? Okay, now I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. So after I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her in the state assembly. So they're short, and the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. The first one says, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Most likely.
Okay. Next one says, Joanna supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and wants strike life in prisons for sexual predators who molest children.
Most likely. And okay. I have heard of her. She was in law. Was she a district attorney?
I think she was, yes.
Yeah.
She's an auditor, I think.
Yeah. Oh, maybe she's an auditor. Okay. Keep going.
Okay. The next one says, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor. Here it is. We'll go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Well, my answer is good luck. But I will say most likely, but
okay,
or, you know, I don't know how realistic that is, but good luck.
Yeah. The next one says, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong?
Most likely.
Okay. And the last one for this list says, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information that they learned while in public office.
Most likely.
Okay. That's great. Now that you have heard some more information, I know you said you would vote for her, so the options are the same. Who would you vote for, Garcia Rose or Soria?
Garcia Rose, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read you some statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria, who is the other person, and please tell me the same if you would vote for her based on them. The options are still the same. So the first one says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Yeah, I will not be voting for.
Okay, so would you say it's much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. The next one says, Esmeralda voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses.
Much less likely.
Next one says, Esmeralda supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Much less likely.
Okay, next we have, Esmeralda supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
Much less likely.
Okay, there's only two left. The next one says, Esmeralda traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Much less likely.
Okay, and the last one for this list says, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
I didn't know that. Much less likely. I'd never heard that one. And I voted for her the first time she ran, actually, because I didn't like the other guys. I don't vote just straight party lines, but I didn't hear that one. Hopefully that'll come out more. Much less likely.
That's okay. And now that you have heard some more information, if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote?
Garcia Rose.
Okay. And now I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. So regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
I am registered Republican.
Okay. And would you say you are a strong Republican or a not-so-strong Republican?
I'm a moderate Republican, not so strong.
Okay. That's great. And now, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I think moderate.
That's okay. And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
I'm pro-life, but, I'm a practicing Catholic, so I'm pro-life.
That's okay. And now some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of how the candidate stands on most other issues. So would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
I would not vote solely based on abortion.
That's okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Was it Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
It was Donald Trump, but I won't vote for him again.
That's okay. Then this concludes the survey for today. Thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.